But anyway, we haven't mentioned Scots for a long time, have we? I don't know whether Scots ever did any experimenting with handling. Generally speaking, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
And but the back wheeler was hammered.
Well, you see, one reason that might have caused a problem with mine, that frame is basically a spondon frame in the racer, which is lighter. But the geometry should be exactly the same.
Yeah.
But the engine has got an alloy barrel. And the alloy barrel is very much lighter than an iron barrel.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you've taken all that. It's like taking off the weight on the front down tube, isn't it? Because you can see where it is.
Yeah.
And I tell you, quite honestly, Titch, I struggled with this thing for years. It was always quick, it always had good braking, the acceleration was quite good, but if I were to look at Coppice at Cadwell Park, it used to chatter, and my heart was in my mouth, and I couldn't keep it on over Coppice. And I remember this tale of riding Clive Way's bike and Chris Williams riding mine, and going round there. And it went round, his bike went round so well, I shouted out at the top of my voice, "The man's a fraud, Granny could win on this." It was so beautiful, the handling.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And I sat, I sat up behind. He was leading on my bike and I was second. And I'd got about two-thirds throttle. And I was saying, "Come on, they'll be all over us in a minute," because you were going so easily, you couldn't believe that they weren't all over you, all the rest of the pack.
No.
You just felt at unease that you weren't going. And then I thought, well, this is not a very honourable thing to go past him on his own bike. I ought not to do it. And I sat there for sort of one lap, and you were mentally... And anyway, in the end I thought, I can't stand this. So I just gave it a little bit of a tweak and went past, and I won, you see. And when I came in, Clive said to me, "Do you realise you did within 0.2 seconds the best time Chris has ever done here? And that was on your first ride." I said, "Well, this thing... it's so beautiful to ride." The handling, it just showed me the difference. And for so many years, I had thought I was a pretty second-rate rider, because I'd seen people like Chris Williams, who sat with the sort of panache that you expected of a total professional.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a man who rode in such great style. But having finally been in that position, I understood it was so easy.
Because the machine was so good.
And yes, the reason why you saw those fork links with the square ends was I made a lot of fork links to change the angle.
Yeah.
I changed tyres. I did every bloody thing except move weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, this fella comes along and he says, "Not enough weight. We moved the seat. Oh, it handles now." Can you imagine how I feel after struggling with that thing for 25 bloody years, finally crashing it, that somebody comes and says, "Oh, what, you just moved the weight forward." I did feel a bit stupid.